it wasn't a good start for you guys, and give credit to Goodland. They had played with nothing to lose there to start off. You guys started off with the first 5 points, and then Goodland went on that kind of 9-3 run to lead after the first quarter. And then after they got up by three, you guys finally were hitting some shots and started getting the ball rolling, and it was all Scott City pretty much for the rest of the night.
I was pretty honest at halftime, and I just said, you know, we've got to quit being soft. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if they call it, they don't call it, and we've got to make the shots on the inside, because we had multiple looks, and, you know, we just didn't finish. And you cannot play like that, especially in sub-state, because, yes, of course, everyone's going to come after us, and if you let them hang around, then it's going to be a lot tougher, and we certainly did that in the first half.
Doesn't turn the ball over in the first quarter. In fact, they only had two turnovers, but you guys got them sped up a little bit in that second quarter, and that was part of it as well. And you still, even in the first half, you still, or second quarter, you weren't hitting your shots, but we're getting to the foul line a little bit more and converting those, and that helped put that 20-13 lead. And then, boy, the third quarter was just a whole different story for you guys, going on that 20-4 run, and you hold Goodland without a bucket for almost 7 minutes in that, or over 7 minutes in that game, and you had to be pretty happy with kind of that third quarter on here tonight.
Yeah, I felt like we were just settling for shots, you know, and after a while, you've got to do something different. And, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and I really felt like we converted on that, because I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing every time if it's not working. And so I was proud of our girls for responding.
Also, it looked like Goodland was, their goal was to deny touches for Emily Smith and Emily Weathers in the game, and they, it took them a while to get going in the game. They finished with 10-8 respectively tonight, but that was also big. Caitlin Roberts started hitting shots, and then you guys were kind of getting most of your shots from the free throw line, but the second half opened things up a little bit. You got a three from Caitlin again, and then the three at the end of the third quarter was a big one for Macy.
That was huge, yes. I mean, that was basically the nail in the coffin. I was so proud of her for taking that shot, but, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, we've been – right in the post the whole way, but sometimes it's just not going to work out, and I felt like our guards really stepped up tonight. But we still need to just have to be strong on the inside, because I mean, sometimes we're double teamed, triple teamed, and you know what, if they're not going to call it, you've got to gather yourself and just finish.
Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here tonight. Lady Beavers winning at 53-27. All your seniors got to score here the final night. Katie McGonigal had five in a row in the fourth quarter. That was good to see. She had been kind of in a scoring slump for quite some time, and she got those 5 points. It was great to see her get that three in the corner.
I know it. I agree. She and I talked about how she'd been in a slump, and that's, it happens to shooters. Mm-hmm. It just does, you know. And so what a great time for her to come out of that slump and do it in front of her home crowd. So I was proud of her for taking those shots.
Well, you get to advance on here, and it's round three with Colby on Friday night. They had a big win, 48-25 over Southwestern Heights, and it was over a 30-point margin, I think, in the fourth quarter at the time. But you know what you're going to get with Colby. They're going to be fully loaded again. And, you know, last time you guys played Colby, both teams were down one big starter, and both teams are going to be fully loaded. Should be an exciting one on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm excited to face them again. I mean, Colby's a good team. They've got good shooters. They have a strong presence on the inside. I think we match up well. I just don't think they have nearly the weapons that we do.
Should be a fun one Friday night. Lady Beavers, 17th win of the year as they knock off Goodland here tonight, 53-47. Coach, congratulations. Round one is sub-state. Two more to go, and we'll see you at Colby on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.